Elizabeth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may remember Christina, a three-year-old little girl in Iraq who was snatched right out of her mother's arms by ISIS in 2014. Her family fled on to Kurdistan, but they never stopped looking for her. Last Friday, they found Christina alive and well in Mosul, Iraq. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada met with Christina's mother a few years ago and reflects.
When I was involved in this story and interviewing, I remember it was a very dark room in this unfinished mall. And as Ada was giving us her story, in your back of your mind going, you know what, this is probably not going to have a good ending. And I don't know if it's a lack of faith, but you know, these girls just disappear and they're never heard from again. But in this case, she has been reunited. I admit, as even now, I get emotional about it because it is an answer to prayer.
So join us in praising God for her return, but also remember to pray for Christina as she adjusts to a new normal. And for many in the West, the summer season is often synonymous with travel. At least it tends to be for ministries like FMI, who spend the season conducting field visits with the National Church Partners. FMI's Bruce Ellen explains.
During the last part of June and into early July, I'll be in Bangladesh, and I'll be going in to do field visits to visit the pastors, to visit the evangelists, and help assess their ministry.
He's also going to visit the National Church Planters in Indonesia. While there, he's hoping to deliver the National Church Planters' first set of snapshot packets. The details from both of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Download yours for free at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.